Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is the Coast to Coast Radio Show. I'm your host, Ron Fitch, and today we're going to talk about beatdowns. I'm going to be a little critical of two stars, and we're going to talk about a masterful pitching performance by Madison Bumgarner. First, we're going to talk about OKC versus the Golden State Warriors. OKC won 133 to 105. It was a complete beatdown. Well, it was 40 to 40 at one time. But OKC was playing a lot better than Golden State. They hit them with a sledgehammer. They ended up leading 72 to 47. I think they went up 32-7 run, and that was pretty much game. And then it was just garbage time in the second half. They really went inside strong. Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook combined for 63 points. Cantor had 10 points. They had balance scoring. They went inside a lot. They executed their game plan. Golden State took a lot of jump shots. They didn't drive a lot. And when they drove really weakly. And I thought that was the key to the game. And I'm going to tell you, the biggest hero, more than Westbrook and Durant, is Deion Waiters, who's shooting the ball like Larry Bird. He's not a really good shooter. He's just shooting and playing out of his mind, hitting threes. He really is not a good shooter. He's hitting three-point shots in this series. That would make me nervous if I'm Golden State. And they really gave him a beatdown. And another key was Draymond Green. And this is the one time I really got to get on him. I have been a little sick and tired of Draymond Green's antics. Against Portland, making a shot, calling time, giving the timeout sign to their bench, which is classless and ridiculous. Talking smack after every bucket in game two to OKC players who were not talking back, and then kicking Adams in the private part our game two looked intentional. I don't know about this kick that happened yesterday, but he might get suspended and really hurt the team. Steve Kerr and the teammates have to sit down and tell Draymond, okay, first of all, I need you to shut up. Second of all, I need you to play within the rules and play hard like you do, but cut the talking out and cut the other foolish antics out. No more timeout signs, because play time is over. Now it's time to act like an adult and act like a grown-up and act like you're in your 20s and not like you're 3 years old, like you have been acting. It's time to play basketball now and be that versatile player that you are. When you get rebounds, you could score. You're a great passer and play that game. All the other garbage, leave it out of your game. Or we will be eliminated early in this series. And everybody's going to have an intervention with Green. And he may get suspended. I hope he doesn't, because you want everybody to play for both teams. And Oklahoma City Thunder found what they found. I think they found themselves after game two. They got destroyed by San Antonio, just like they did yesterday, just like they destroyed Golden State. And they came back in game two with an attitude. And I wonder if Billy Donovan was telling OKC, listen, Golden State will probably come back a little bit. I don't think Golden State will lose by 40 game four. Golden State has always responded all year long. And if you're trying to repeat as a champ, you have to go through hell and back to get there. I remember the 88 Lakers really used to get beat up on the road and figured out a way to win the games they had to win. I remember Utah annihilating L.A. LA had to come back game four and win, and then squeak by game five, get blown out game six, and then win game seven. They had to win three game sevens to win the title. And if Golden State really wants to win that, they may have to come back from a 3-1 deficit and win their games. This is probably one of those situations where they're going to have to. I still think they're going to win in seven, even after that beatdown, because I'd rather get blown out than lose a game where I blow a lead or it's a devastating shot at the end. I'd rather just get torched. You come back, you're angry and you're focused. It's easier for Kerr to implement his game plan. What they have to do is go to the basket more like they did game two, and then take the threes. If they just take a lot of threes, they'll lose by 40 again. If they're throwing the ball all over the place, they're going to get beat up again by the Thunder. And if Draymond Green is suspended, the Thunder, they'll win game four. You can't play without Draymond Green, not against this powerful team. Not with Durant and Westbrook rolling. And so there lies your problem. But they're going to have to figure out what they're going to do with Deion Waiters. You have to implement that. And see, now you have to figure out what you want to do with Deion Waiters in this game plan, because he was getting to the basket. You have to figure out, I got to take away his drive and just keep making him take a lot of great jump shots. And then Robertson hit a couple threes. You don't anticipate that. But, I mean, it was just one of them days. I don't think Robertson's going to be hitting threes like he did yesterday. And then Klay Thompson has to be aggressive. And one might run criticism of him if he's not hitting a shot. When he goes to the basket, he really doesn't go to the basket that strong. And he's got to go strong. If you draw fouls, go strong, because then that's going to add to your three-point game. But this is going to be very interesting to see what kind of character Golden State has. Do they get frustrated, or do they stay focused and determined? That's the challenge if you really want to have a little bit of a legacy and try to win this. You don't want to win 73 games and lose in the conference final. As for the other series, I thought that Toronto would lose game three and Cleveland would lose game four, but Toronto showed me a little something by winning 99-84 in game three. Lowry played a lot better. DeRozan's been solid, averaging 24 games in this series. But Bismack Biyombo had 26 rebounds. The second most total in the Eastern Conference is Wilt Chamberlain. And he just dominated the boards, blocked shots. He was just doing a lot and doing his little Usain Bolt pose. And I would say don't do that, but the way Cleveland laughed and giggled and stomped and made fun of Toronto in the first two games, I understand. And that leads me to my next point. I don't think Cleveland, if I'm Toronto Lou, I'm telling LeBron James in particular and the rest of the teammates, cut the dancing out. We're the city of Cleveland. We haven't won a championship as a city since 1964. We need to get a little more serious. We're better than Toronto, but let's take them serious. If we don't, they'll win game four, and now we got a series. Now there's a ton of – now you're not going to be able to dance game five and prance and laugh. The laughter's over then if you lose game four. I think Cleveland will win game four, because they're better, and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love will shoot 4 of 28. Love, he doesn't post up for me enough. He's a good post up player. He doesn't do that enough. He just relies on his jump shot. You can't always do that. And I respect Kyrie Irving if he's healthy, limped off after the game. If he's healthy, I respect him to play a lot better. But I'll tell you something. There's this one kid I do like on Toronto, and that's Corey Joseph. He plays hard every game, and he really energized Toronto. I think it's going to be a really close game. I think LeBron's going to shoot more. He's going to look to be engaged. He's going to be angry. He's going to look to post more. He's going to look to get to the line. He hasn't shot it well at the line. He's going to look to try to shoot it a little better at the line. That has to be the determining factor. If not, they'll lose. If LeBron doesn't come out and just overwhelm the Toronto Raptors, then it could get tied. Because now you're risky, because they do play well at home. And Toronto was a little upset at all the laughter and giggling and dancing and mocking. If you don't have any championships, if you're a franchise devoid of rings, I would take the laughter out of my diet. I would be a little more focused. Be, as Rudy Tomjanovich would say, I would be hungry and humble, and that's going to be the key. Now I want to go to Major League Baseball. The big game of the week was my Cubbies losing 2-3 to the Giants. I was more mad at the losing to Kane, the second game. 5-3 to lose to Bumgarner. With Bumgarner versus Hendricks, that I chalked that off before the game, the night as a loss. Now, I was impressed that he did only give up one run to Bumgarner, who doubled. But, I mean, they had a chance in the first inning when Soler struck out with the base loaded, and I said, that's it. You don't get any more chances. And he didn't. Not with Bumgarner, and he's pitching 7 2/3 inning. He has a 2.17 ERA. You know, that, and then the reliever came in and finished them all. So, and I'm happy for the Yankees because the league is always good when the Yankees are winning. They're almost back to 300. They're only 5.5 out of the first place. And I'm going to tell you something. There's hope. Which when Aroldis Chapman came onto the team, it changed the whole look. Now the game is shortened. Now you go to Betances in the seventh. You go to Chapman in eight. Or you go to Miller in eight. You go to Aroldis Chapman in the ninth. Or you go to Betances in the sixth. Now, if you're a team, you got to get the Yankees out of here early. And that's pressure. And that's a good thing for the Yankees. And the Nationals and Mets are playing a big series. And I expect the Mets to play a little better. They got destroyed by the Nationals. They're going to be a little angrier. Scherzer's not pitching this series because he pitched yesterday. He pitched another gym. So I expect early in the major leagues. In hockey, I was a little shocked. I thought the Penguins would win the pivotal game, 5 series tied. They were up 2-0 after Carl Hagelin got an assist. And then it was the Nikita Kucherov score. It was the Nikita Kucherov show. And Nikita scored 2 goals. He scored 1 to tie. And then Pittsburgh takes the lead. But then Kucherov scores again to tie the score late, about a minute left. And I said, oh, my gosh. I'm thinking Pittsburgh can win. You know, they got game 7. But then Tyler Johnson scores the 7th goal of the series. And that was the end. And now they're coming home with a chance to close out the Penguins. They go back to the Stanley Cup for the 2nd year in a row, pulling off another upset. They upset the Rangers last year. That was a good game, but I was just disappointed that Pittsburgh lost that game. There could be a major trouble going on the road. Well, that's all the time I have. Looking forward to talking with you Saturday.